listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Emergency crews have rushed to the scene of a horror truck crash in Higginsville. Two semi-trailers collided head-on on the Coolgardie-Esperance Highway just after 1 o'clock this morning. One of the drivers is in a critical condition. Some mobile phones might not be able to make voice calls within months as a national 3G network closure fast approaches. It means older devices, which solely rely on 3G to make calls, won't be able to after June 30th as Telstra shuts down its 3G network with Optus to follow in September. The telco's Mike Marram says affected customers need to take action to stay connected to their network.
If you use your device to make and receive calls, it must support voice calling over 4G, known as VoLTE, and have VoLTE enabled in the settings. We're urging Aussies to check their devices to see if they will be impacted and, if necessary, upgrade them now.
Good news for people thinking about getting into the hospitality or tourism industry. A series of subsidised training programs have been extended to run across regional WA, including in Esperance and Kalgoorlie. The state government partnering with the Regional Chamber of Commerce and Industry to deliver half-day workshops and three-day courses. In sport, the Goldfields Giants are gearing up for their first home game of the season. The side will take on the Joondalup Wolves tomorrow night at the Niels Hansen Basketball Stadium. US import Randy Bell says he's looking forward to having the community's support.
I think when you have the fans invested, that makes it even sweeter, you know. Secondly, just turning a new leaf and showing us a new culture and, you know, that we're going to come and compete every game.
If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.